Art Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to, yes, fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Brad Shear is the president and CEO of the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society, the oldest and largest animal protection organization in New York's Capital Region. He has worked in the animal protection field since 1996 and has been the director of the society since April 2007, and the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society is our focus on Falling Into Place this morning, and we thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So, day-to-day, tell us the mission statement and what you try to accomplish.
Well, our mission is really to protect and enhance the lives of companion animals and the people who love them. So, we are an organization really focused on that intersection between people and animals. We want to bring them together, especially companion animals, and do whatever we can to enhance that relationship and protect animals and make sure people and animals come together and stay together.
So what are the challenges in doing that?
Well, there are many. Certainly, first, we are essentially donor-funded organization. So everything we do is based on community support. And if we don't have donors to support us, we can't provide programs. So we're not getting state funding. We're not getting other sources of funding. So it's really the community that's helping us. And then, of course, there's this question about how we're always asked, why should we be helping animals when there's so many people in need? People are hungry. People are abused. And our response is, well, animal abusers, people who don't take care of their animals, people who don't care for animals, are the same people who do harm to other people. So when we can protect animals, we're protecting people by keeping harmful people, dangerous people off the street. And when we bring people and animals together, people are helped by those animals. We know certainly physical and mental health are helped by interactions with animals, mm-hmm. and we have several programs that make that happen and take people who are at risk or in difficult circumstances and make sure they can stay together with their animals. And the feedback we hear from them is that it's tremendously important at the most difficult time in your life to either have an animal that comes together with you and can support you, gives you unconditional love, or to be able to keep the animal that you have with you during trying times.
How do you work with other humane societies and the National Humane Society as well?
We are an independent nonprofit based here in the Capital Region. So you'll hear names like the Humane Society of the United States or the ASPCA, which are national organizations. But we do not have a formal connection to them. We certainly partner with them on some initiatives. If there's something like a large-scale disaster, they may have responders, and we may take animals from an incident or a large-scale cruelty incident, but we have no formal connection to them. There is no national governing body. We certainly do partner closely with shelters both locally and throughout the country. We take animals from other shelters that are overwhelmed and adopt them out here. I was for many years the president of the New York State Animal Protection Federation, which brought together shelters from across the state, and I currently sit on the board of the Society of Animal Welfare Administrators, which is a national organization that brings shelters together. And one of the great things about what we do is I can pick up the phone and call just about any person in my role in another shelter around the country and talk to them about a program or get advice and get assistance. It's a very close-knit community that helps each other. So when someone's in trouble, we give them a call and we offer our assistance. And we do see a lot of movement of animals across the country to help each other out.
How important is adoption, and how hard is that aspect of your work?
Adoption is very important to us. We obviously are most known for that. We find homes for about 3,800 animals a year, now at 5 different sites across the Capital Region. Yeah. And it is essential that we find those animals homes because there is nowhere else for them to go. Luckily here, and throughout most of the Northeast, we are not seeing animals being euthanized for space at our shelter. We are able to find them homes. That's really because we are getting out in the community and finding those homes for them. We are constantly talking about adoption and the benefits of adopting an animal. And there's a huge variety of animals to adopt from us and from other organizations like us. We think it's the best way to find a match with a pet, and we have counselors who help you not just find any animal, but an animal that is going to be right for you. We think that it is the right thing to do, and the feedback we get from people is they feel good about doing it. And we think it's working because our organization is the number one source of animals, for companion animals, in the Capital Region. Mm-hmm. No, there's no other single source where more animals are coming from. So I think we've really seen a change over the last 20 or 30 years from people mostly going to breeders and pet stores to more and more people finding animals through shelters and rescue groups.
You have, what'd you say, 3,800 that are going out. How many coming in roughly?
It's about 5,500 coming in. So a portion of those are strays that we take in and go back to their owners, and some of them are animals that are in our that are temporarily being housed by us, and some of them are being transferred to other rescue groups. So when you add it all up, about 90% of the animals that are leaving our organization are going to homes.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the actual to an actual adoption, what is in that process for people who want to adopt? Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of what that process is like.
Well, first they can come in and meet whatever animals they want. I think the old days of animal shelters, you used to have to sort of get screened before you could even see an animal.
Yeah.
We start with, come on in, see the animals, find the one you want, and then we have people who are trained in adoption counseling.
Fall in love first.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. Well, and these days, most people, or a lot of people, are looking online. They're seeing a picture of an animal. They come in and know which one they want to meet from the photograph and a description that they had by looking online. And then we have people who are trained in just having a conversation with you, getting an idea of what your life is like, telling you what we know about the animals, and really just trying to make a good match. And we find that if people are attached to that animal, they will do whatever they need to do to transition it into a new home. And we give a lot of advice about what it's like in those first couple days, first couple weeks. Their behavior will change over time. They may be very stressed out no matter where they're coming from or where they're going in a new situation. So you'll see behaviors change over time, and we want to prepare people for that. But our approach to adoption counseling is really, it used to be that you got screened, you had to have references and landlord checks, and it was a very difficult process. But for us, we want to make it a friendly process and one that is focused on making a good connection.
Brad Scheer is the president and CEO of the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society and joins us on our Falling Into Place segment this week. When we go to your website, which is mohawkhumane.org, it says Animals, Advocacy, and Adoption. We talked about the animals. We've talked about the adoption. Talk a little bit about the advocacy.
Well, we are animal advocates not only with everything we do in terms of just one-on-one talking to people, but we're also very active in local municipalities and the state legislature trying to get good legislation passed for animals. Some of the legislation in New York State dates back almost 100 years, and it's like much of the legislation in the state, and it's time for an update to the animal laws in many areas. And some of the penalties for animal cruelty are too low, and we need to modernize. So, like as I said, I was the president for many years of the New York State Animal Protection Federation, which is our shelter association that does speak to legislators, and we continue to do so. As partially because we're 5 minutes from the Capitol, so that makes things a little easier for us.
Sure.
And we're very active with our local legislators and local municipalities to make sure they have modern laws that are really helping animals.
Some dream legislation for you would be what?
We want to see we have animal cruelty laws in place both for misdemeanors and felonies. We would like to see some revisions that make them a little more clear. Some of them, the misdemeanor animal cruelty law was really written for horses. And it talks about overriding and overloading them. And we need to modernize some of that language, and we also need to increase the penalties. The felony animal cruelty law, there are felony cruelty levels A through E. This is below the lowest. The penalties are below the lowest level of felonies for animal cruelty. So if you commit cruelty to an animal, you're not going to get much of a penalty. So it's really a concern for us, and it's a concern that when those animals are seized, the cost of caring for them often falls on animal shelters like us, and there's very little ability for us to recoup the cost of caring for animals for sometimes a year or more while the legal process goes on.
You have a new animal care center opening up.
We do have a new animal care center under construction on our site in Menands. It will be 35,000 square feet. It is going to be a fantastic place for the animals to come. It was designed around minimizing stress for animals, increasing the amount of space each one has, making a more inviting place for people to come and meet the animals. We are focused on being able to move more animals through the facility, so it is well laid out so that that process is going to go much better than it is now in a very old and rundown facility. We're also more than doubling our space for spay and neuter surgery. So spaying and neutering animals is what, over the long term, is going to reduce the population and reduce the need for us to care for homeless animals. So we'll see a lot more spay and neuter services especially for the pets of low-income people. It's really going to be a dramatic change for us, and we are still raising funds. So if you click on that picture, you see you can make a donation
well.
Right now.
We are so convenient.
we're here for you. So we are still raising funds for the facility, and again, this is something that the community is doing. We couldn't do it without individual donors.
It is mohawkhumane.org. We should also mention you've got a gala coming up on the 22nd of April, which helps pay the bills.
Absolutely.
As well, I assume.
It's on that same website, April 22nd. Come on out. It's the largest gala for animals in the region, usually about 500 people. It's a good time.
Well, Brad Shearer is the president and CEO of the Mohawk Humane Society. You can find out more by going to mohawkhumane.org. Brad, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
It was a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.